¿Habla usted Spanglish? With Larry Torres.
Las fiestas de Taos seem to have changed. It was in the middle of summer que Canutito y su grampo were out walking in the middle of Taos Plaza. Los chotas were sealing off the area around the plaza with cabrestos and banderitas. Why are the police blocking off this area, Grampo? Asked Canutito inquisitively.
Es porque it's almost time for las fiestas de Taos, mijo, answered Grampo Caralampio. They need to keep a los carros from the plaza because tienen que poner todos los booths.
Is it true que las fiestas are dedicated to St. James and St. Anne? Asked the little boy.
Oh, sí, mijo, Grampo replied. Pero originally, they used to be dedicated to San Jerónimo, but since que los indios complained to the town que era their saint, el Chamber of Commerce changed the patron saint of Taos to Santiago y Santa Ana, and St. Jerome got moved back to the pueblo.
How do the people around here honor St. James and St. Anne, Grampo? Canutito questioned.
Oh, en los días de más antes, when I was a boy, en el día de Santiago, the men would all ride through the town on horseback. The following day, on the feast of St. Anne, all the women would ride through town in carros de caballo. Everyone would come to town in their Sunday best, all encatrinaos. The men would wear white shirts and lonas planchaditos. For women, it would be fiesta skirts and shawls. And if anyone dared to come to la plaza without dressing up in their very best, they were put in la cárcel.
Honest, Grampo? Asked Canutito incredulously. Could people really be put in jail for not wearing their best clothing?
Sí, mijo, said Grampo with a twinkle in his eye, pero it wasn't a real jail. It was a make-believe one set up aquí en la plaza. People could be bailed out of jail by their parientes, or they themselves could pay la multa and get out. It was all in the spirit of funny. Sí, era un fonazo, he concluded.
Weren't there also figures like the Fiesta Ogre and the Fiesta Witch and the Fiesta Serpent? Asked Canutito, remembering snatches of conversations he had heard once in the past.
Oh, sí, mijo. There was el abuelo, la bruja y el viborón, replied Grandfather. Pero they came much later. They were invented para los turistas to give them something to talk about. El abuelo was the spirit del pasado, el espíritu del pasado, who walked through the streets cracking his chicote and asking children if they remembered the ancient ways. Sometimes he would make them rezar, and if they didn't know their prayers, ooh, les rompía. And la bruja represented las supersticiones de la gente, about all the scary cosas de la noche. She was all vestida de negro and she was all arrugada and fea. Y el viborón was the feathered serpent that was said to rule over this whole area antes de la llegada de los españoles. He was un dios para los Aztecs y los Maya in the ancient days.
Pero, Grampo, asked Canutito impatiently, tell me about the good stuff. When did cotton candy and popcorn and snow cones first come to the fiestas?
Oh, el algodón y las palomitas y los raspados. They're a very, very recent tradition, replied Grampo. They didn't arrive in Taos until después del tío vivo.
Who is el tío vivo? Asked Canutito.
No who, what, stated Grampo Caralampio emphatically. El tío vivo was an old broken-down merry-go-round que hallaron allá en el garage en Peñasco. It was brought to Taos y reconstruida. Originally, no tenía motor, and men de los service clubs would push it around and round.
I guess you know just about everything, don't you, Grampo? Asked Canutito.
Te quedaste bien Pickers, no, mijo, said Grampo Caralampio.
What is Pickers? Said Canutito.
Tú sabes, mijo, bien picao, all impressed, he replied.
Then I guess I am all Pickers, repeated the little boy.
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for Habla Usted Spanglish.